Hi, I'm Anderson Silver, author of the books Your User's Manual and Volume 2, Your Duality Within. Life is difficult, isn't it? And in today's hyper-connected modern day, it just seems like it's harder than ever before, doesn't it? Well, I'm here to tell you it really doesn't have to be that way. With a little help and guidance from ancient Stoic philosophers, you really can attain an anxiety-free and purposeful life. How do I know? Thanks to Stoicism, I'm one such person who turned his life around, and I'm here to share some of that ancient wisdom with you. Welcome to Stoicism for a Better Life. Good morning. This is Season 6, Episode 7. You're with Anderson Silver on Stoicism for a Better Life. It is 6:59. I'm tired. I'm grumpy. Here we go. Let's do an episode. Good morning. I'm trying to get this done quickly before I get to the office. So here we go. Question from Veronica today. How to reconcile with your elders, aka improve parent-kid relationships. So I'm gonna break you guys' brain a little bit this morning. You know, there's a lot of things we I don't know if take for granted is the right word. We use the wrong expressions, and we take it for granted that we're using the wrong expressions. We never stop to correct ourselves. You ever hear anyone say, oh, this is a good segue to the next topic, or this is a good segue? Well, segue is the name of a vehicle with two wheels and a platform that Paul Blart uses to get around the mall. Seg is a transition between a paragraph or two ideas. So you seg between two ideas. You don't segue between two ideas. In the same way, you've all heard the expression, blood is thicker than water, right? So when it comes to family, what does that expression remind us? It means that family is more important, hands down, right? Wrong. First of all, here's the actual real quote, the real expression, if you care to look it up. It reads, the blood of the covenant is thicker than the water in the womb. That's the expression. Yet it's been bastardized to read, blood is thicker than water, because that's convenient for parents to say that to their kids. And say, hey, you should listen to me, whatever, whatever. So if you're asking a Stoic how to treat family, my response is going to be rational. My instinct says, look, family members probably have a higher propensity to think the way you think. Whether it's close family or extended family, chances are we think more alike than someone from a different family, different culture, different place in the world, different religion, different sex, creed, religion, whatever. But family tends to think more like us, which means we're more likely to get along. And there's a propensity for, quote, family members, end quote, to help us become better human beings. Because if the people around us helps make our lives better, helps make us better, then we are a better human being in the human community and will be happy because we will be virtuous. And as Stoics, our happiness depends on our own virtue. Now, conversely, where was I going with all this? Yes. Conversely, it doesn't mean that family will think the way you do. There's always that weird racist uncle at every dinner, right? There's always that weird Karen-y aunt. And sometimes, unfortunately, there are toxic people in the inner circle of the family. It could be close family. Unfortunately, not everybody that is, quote, family, unquote, is going to be good for you. Some people will not. And if you cannot tolerate that, you must distance yourself. I will remind you of, was it Seneca or Epictetus? I'm pretty sure this was Epictetus. When he talks about the two coals, you know, you can put a lit coal next to a unlit coal. And if they're touching, either the lit coal is going to ignite the unlit coal, or the unlit coal is going to stifle the lit coal. What this means is our relationships are extremely important to us. We may be a rational mind inside this vessel, but this vessel instinctively likes to interact with other vessels. We don't interact with other consciousnesses. By the way, namaste, if you've ever heard that expression, I'm sure you have a few million times. In the Western world, what it means is the light in me sees the light in you. And this is what it actually refers to. This is why I like to say namaste. that my rational conscious mind inside this vessel sees your rational conscious mind inside your vessel, no matter how bad the two vessels are not getting along. Some people will jump on board with this, which means you can work with them, resolve issues, but there are others who will just stand their ground like a bunch of fucking cunts. And you must distance yourself from toxic people, even if it's family. So Veronica, I cannot answer necessarily how you're going to reconcile with your elders or kids. But what I can say is think carefully whether you want to do that. Take the time to journal about it for a few weeks. Write down all the facts, actual facts, not emotions, because you can control what decisions you make past your feelings and emotions that your vessel exhibits. Once you determine which way you want to go, I think the answers will become really easy, especially given that as part of your analysis, you'll be breaking down, you know, the benefits and challenges so you can lean in to the positive and learn to mitigate the negative. Anyways, that's all I got for you today on this Tuesday morning, March 26th. I will talk to you guys next week. I'll try to do another episode later on this week. I always do every week. I'm always aiming for two, but fucking life, man, right? I mean, you guys are with me. Life is tough. Keep a smile on your face, chin up, and remember that this guy here, the stranger across the internet, is rooting for you. Y'all have a good one. Remember, virtue is not about perfection, but about trying your best. No matter how big or small that effort might be, just keep working on improving yourself, and by definition, you will be virtuous. Check out my articles and other podcasts. Hey, they just might help you on your journey of self-improvement. You can access them all on patreon.com/AndersonSilver. Follow the page to receive notifications of all my new content, and all of this is absolutely free, of course. I wish you all a productive and tranquil week. And remember, we're all in it together, and we're all rooting for each other.